Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Planetary Light Meditation 14 for October. Yeah, we're getting close to the election, so things are heating up even more. So this call is going to be very important for you guys energetically. So here's the overview, you guys. Okay, in this continuing series, we will go deeper into personal and planetary healing and the ascension process, your favorite. As we head into the November elections, the breakdown of the old matrix is becoming very evident, and you will witness extreme situations of distress, disorder, and chaos. As lockdown continues, we will witness the expression of emotional chaos, anger, and conflict as the resistance to the light increases in intensity. Within yourself, you will see judgments arise as your consciousness is triggered by ancient and historical memories of Atlantis and even the galactic wars, such as happened in Sirius and the blowing up of Maladek, that planet, and other celestial events that you may be remembering that are coming forth for healing and resolution. The planetary cleansing process is in full swing as we move towards our collective zero point. The challenge is to remain neutral and in a state of compassion and grace with those that are still asleep at the wheel. Yeah, driving their car and still asleep. Maybe they should get a Tesla. What also is being triggered is our collective creativity and the activation of our innate gifts and knowingness. Now is the time to dig deep into your soul and to intend the kind of world you want to live in and how you desire to navigate through your lives. We are at the collective destiny point as we each choose to know the truth and the divine plan. We call forth divine intervention for our planetary situation. So join us for another powerful planetary activation as we move deeper into the unknown to heal our collective unconsciousness and disengage from the old matrix of pain and suffering. That's the collective fourth dimension. Your ancestors and pets are most welcome to attend. As always. So let's settle in. Make sure your shoes are off. We're going to do another spontaneous activation for what you are needing and what you're ready to receive. Remember, what you will receive today may not necessarily be what you are wanting on a conscious level. So be open in the unconscious to receive exactly what you're ready to integrate into your lives. Now, it was given to me by a colleague that the word release really doesn't release anything. It actually brings it back. And if you look at the word lease, like when you lease a place, like renting, you lease a place, you are bound by that contract, that lease. So when you release, you're really not releasing. So maybe try instead to replace that term with clear or letting go. Try that, okay? For about the next 2 months. And let me know how that works for you. Okay. I'm going to take off my glasses because we all be closing our eyes. Okay, let's together breathe deeply into the now. Coming into the now. I am here. I am now. I am. I am fully present with my body. I am fully present with my energy field. And I am fully present with all levels of consciousness. Now, let's call in some different helpers today from your collective team. From the fifth dimension, as you breathe in and intend as you breathe in through the nose, I am in the fifth dimension. I am in the sixth dimension. I am in the seventh dimension. I am in the eighth dimension. As I let go of the old matrix, of the karmic wheel, as I move awareness beyond the veil, beyond forgetfulness. Now, exhale either through the nose or through the mouth, palms facing upwards to receive the light into the hand chakras. You can touch your thumb and index fingers together, and some of you may want to touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth. And this will help to close the circuits, or actually to help the circuitry of your body and your energy field to flow more freely. Now, collect your attention points. Bring it into the here and now. So wherever you are out there in outer space, bring your awareness back here to this activation, to this event. All right, we're going to activate to another level your four pillars of light. And actually allow yourself to feel the vibrations of these pillars of light. These pillars of light will help to anchor Metatron's cube into your field. Sacred geometry. Now, within the cube is an octahedron, two intersecting four-sided pyramids of light, which make eight octahedron. Much like how your Merkaba is structured. So bring awareness into the center of Metatron's cube, into the center of the octahedron. And allow consciousness to align to the eight sides of the octahedron. And these are points of power. And the apex above and below are activating. Now we're also going to use the term transmutation, which would be synonymous with letting go or clearing, depending upon your preference. We're going to bring forth whatever confusion, whatever doubts that you may be experiencing into the process of transmutation, or the alchemical process of bringing light into density. We're going to call forth the Council of 14 to magnify Metatron's cube, your octahedron, letting go of your emotional body, your pain body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, and the collective astral plane. Stepping aside the ego. Allowing the ego to experience these higher vibrations. We are lifting the vibrations of your physical body more into divinity, more into the oneness. Breathing deeply. Take the power of the light into the solar plexus. As we call forth Prime Source Energy, Holy Spirit, the essence of the great central sun and the presence of Alpha and Omega, as well as your higher self, call in your guardian angel to stand behind you, as well as your guides beyond the fifth dimension. You're going to call forth your soul group for support. Calling in your ancestors and your family members to receive as they can allow. You're going to call forth the Elohim of Peace, Babaji, Sanat Kumara, and of course Metatron. Now, reestablish on a new level now your feet connections, your base chakra connections, your solar plexus connection with the heart of New Earth and her ascension process, allowing a complete disengagement from the old matrix of pain and suffering. Breathing in the power of peace into the solar plexus. And begin to clear all inappropriate cords, bindings, and attachments that are keeping you down, that are keeping you stuck in density, that are keeping you in a focus of what's not right in your life, in your body, in your mind. Allow the solar plexus to raise its vibration. Allowing the clearing or the transmutation of all dense energies within your digestive system. Breathing in the power of flow into the digestive system, into the stomach, into the colon, into the small intestines, as well as the liver and the pancreas. Ask your higher self to stand by. Now continue to breathe through the lower chakras, through the pelvic area. Again, allowing a letting go of the dense energies that are keeping you earthbound. Allow the base chakra to begin to transmute any and all dense energies and energies that are not yours that you may have picked up from the lockdown, from the collective unconscious, from tribe. opening up the sacral chakra. Breathing in more light now into your relationships. Allow an activation of your reproductive organs. Continue to breathe, letting go on the out-breath, allowing the power of transmutation to activate deep within your body, deep within your soul. I'm going to breathe in now the lavender light. Take it deep into the cells of the body. Allow the lavender light to work its magic. Bring it into the DNA and the RNA, into the genes and chromosomes, into your telomeres and your codons. Subatomic level, into the protons, electrons, and neutrons, and into the original 8 cells at the base of your spine. Whatever memories are coming up from Atlantis, and from beyond that, Lemuria, beyond that even. The earth has had many rises and fall. Open up your Akashic records to remember. Calling forth the memories that are ready to be healed from Atlantis, from the Syrian wars, from the galactic level conflicts. And allow a recognition and understanding of those memories that are surfacing with your current life situation and your so-called karmic pattern for this lifetime regarding your soul purpose, your lessons, your challenges. Bring it all into the light for transmutation. Opening up the heart chakra, activating your still point, and envision behind the physical heart a green disc or a golden disc, of which you are activating now. Allowing the presence of you, the soul, the I am, to merge deeper with the body, allowing the body to feel the oneness and the power of grace. And allow this activation to heal the memories from the past. The resistance, the doubt. Allowing the light to remove the forgetfulness, to remove the veil, to remove all illusions within the mind. Now, there is a collective awareness that you can begin to transmute now. This comes from all cultures that are upon the planet, that are representative of, shall we say, the civilizations out there in deep space. The 250 different races that are here upon the planet. Moving through now the symbolic eye of the needle, bringing your awareness through a golden arc of light to the eye of the needle, into the awareness, into the vibrations of soul. Activating your awareness, your overview perspective of what's going on upon the planet. And the real purpose and reason for the lockdown, for the virus, for all these limitations that have been placed upon the peoples of the earth. Allowing your being to see beyond the illusion. Into the nature of our ascension process. And whatever unconscious, painful memories are surfacing from Atlantis, from the Syrian wars, etc., from the galactic wars, embrace it, allow it to transmute through the power of the light. Into wisdom and your ability to navigate through all of the challenges that will be forthcoming upon the planet in your lifetime, and especially the next 4 to 5 years. And as you begin to witness the collapse of the old matrix and the civilizations, the structures that have been built upon illusion and fear, know that that will be replaced with divine understanding, new technologies, and ways of communication that are yet to be seen upon the planet. Breathing awareness now up into the throat. Opening up the throat chakra, the bridge between the heart and the brain. Breathing awareness into the unconscious resistance to self-expression, to spontaneous self-expression of you and your destiny. Allow the remembrance of early childhood memories of where you shut down for whatever reason, in order to survive and fit in. Opening up to your inner child pain of not being able to express yourself, of being held back, of being abused, of being punished, of being ridiculed, abandoned. And begin to breathe in the power of your throat chakra to heal itself, to heal the limitations, the constrictions, the injuries from trauma to your C1, your C2, your atlas and your axis. Clearing all inappropriate cords, bindings, and attachments to your throat. Be they from parents, be they from other adults or beings, physical and or non-physical. Reowning your throat chakra, taking control of your throat, your voice, taking control of your voice in the world. Call forth the Elohim of peace. Call forth the power of love to heal your throat chakra. Deep breath. Breathe into the unconscious resistance. Breathe into your vocal cords. Breathe deeply into your thyroid gland and your parathyroids, allowing the body, the brain, to recalibrate the function of your thyroid and parathyroids. Now bring awareness to the base of the skull. Breathe in the lavender light into the base of the skull, opening up the base of the skull. Breathing awareness into the base of the skull. Now, reestablish control of your base of your skull chakra. and your medulla oblongata. Stay grounded with the sacred heart of Earth 2 through your feet. Now we're going to ask for divine intervention on your behalf for any energies that have affected the full functioning of the base of your skull. This lifetime, any other lifetimes, commanding that the base of your skull structure is brought back into divine balance and harmony to your original divine matrix for this lifetime. Breathing awareness into the base of the skull. Now, bring awareness into the teeth and the gums. Breathing the power of healing into your teeth and your gums. Feel the power of the light working subatomically in the cells of your gum and your teeth, and the nerves of your teeth, into the bones of your jaw, your TMJ, allowing a divine reset of your TMJ, especially regarding sleep. Stay focused. Now we're going to breathe in the power of your I am to the back of the skull, bringing awareness to the base, correction, to the back part of your skull, as if you were looking into your brain from the rear part of your skull, focusing on your pineal gland. Allowing a reset, a repositioning of your pineal gland to sit upright. Symbolic of a pine cone sitting upright, allowing all of the crystal filaments within the pineal gland to activate to its fullest potential. Allowing the power of the great central sun to assist in aligning your third eye chakra. Letting go of the density around the pineal within the third eye. False perceptions. Allowing those to just simply fall away. Like when leaves fall off the trees in the fall. The illusions of perception. Whatever pressure you may be experiencing, just continue to breathe. Allow it to be embraced by the light, the lavender light. calling in your higher self to take command of your pineal. Now bringing awareness into the center of the brain, into the crystal palace. Pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, medulla. Allow a very powerful yet gentle activation of your crystal palace. Allowing the flow of the endorphins and DMT, serotonin and melatonin. Feeling your hemispheres igniting and beginning to build neuron connections between the hemispheres. Symbolically, building the bridge to one brain consciousness, healing the split in the brain from the illusionary fall of man, and the veiling of humanity. Allowing the healing of any trauma to the brain, concussions, whiplash, migraine headaches, feel as if now your higher self, your I am, is downloading into the brain. Is making its presence known to the cells of your brain. To your DNA, your RNA, chromosome, genes, telomeres, and codons. Allowing the brain to come alive. And to begin to bring itself into full empowerment. Allowing your ancient wisdom to activate. Allowing the Akashic records in your brain to open up. Stimulating your creative centers, your intuition, your innate. And aligning all that with the heart chakra now. Activating the eye of the heart. Allow a reset of your assemblage point in the center of your chest. Your higher self will reset the assemblage point. Your divine galactic connection. Now, bring the power of unconditional love and allowance into the brain, into the heart, from the brain, into the nervous system, into the vagus nerve system, into your bones, into and through your blood. Into and through the meridians and the nadis, all your chakra points, all your subtle bodies. Allow a strengthening of your silver cord. You are collecting fragments of yourself. Bring it back into the now moment, to this incarnation. Collecting your fragments. Collecting your frozen inner child from childhood, from the birthing process. From the early years of your life, bringing remembrance to your early life, ages 1 to 7, 1 to 8. Allowing that part of you to come up in present time. Deep breath. Allowing yourself to remember what you forgot. Deep breath. Now we're going to call forth the team, the helpers, to assist in bringing forth the power of grace and blessings for your life, for your body, for your emotions, for your mind, for your ego. A beautiful stream of light and sound moving through all levels of consciousness and all the levels of your physical etheric body. Bringing life, bringing joy, bringing peace. Awakening the cells of the body. Awakening the cells of consciousness. Waking up to your divine assignment. And activating your power to know all things. So let's take a moment in silence to deeply receive, deep into the body, deep into the consciousness, all that you are ready to receive today. As you collect yourself together as a group, we're going to call forth unto Prime Source divine intervention for the situation on planet Earth. Open up to be a clear and perfect channel now for the power of truth. Holding that space for all of humanity, of all the forces upon the planet, inner earth, outer earth, all souls, all governments, all countries of the planet. Let the power of truth be known and expressed. Holding for the planet through the grid system, the power points of the earth, the vortexes, sacred sites, pyramids, the power of divine understanding. The power of compassion. The power of awakening. Holding the power for humanity to wake up from the dream, to wake up from the illusion, to free itself from the old matrix of pain and suffering, conflict, chaos, confusion, fear. Holding the space for the Earth Mother to instantly heal all distress upon her body. To resurrect herself into the new earth. Holding the power of healing for all of the elementals and nature spirits, including the fairy kingdom. To heal itself from the pain of humanity. Holding this space for the truth to be known upon the planet. And the healing of the veil. Holding the space for that divine light that is within the core of the earth to begin to radiate out into and upon the surface of the earth and into the atmosphere of the earth, into the orbit of the earth. We ask now as a collective to humanity to come to peace, to come into love, to allow the divine connection to I Am, to Prime Creator, now let us envision in the mind of God, which is your mind, all light workers, all world servers that are upon the planet, within the planet, and in the atmosphere of the planet, holding hands, hearts connected, sharing the power of love and joy. Holding that state of oneness for all of life. And envision all light workers and world servers letting go of their stress, of the worry, of the pain of humanity. Letting go of the struggle to fit into this chaotic world. And letting go of the collective fear of failure in not fulfilling their divine purpose. And envisioning the mind of God, all our workers and world servers, fulfilling their destiny, awakening to that which they are, and being a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace and blessings for all of life. Now allow the body to absorb this experience. Allow the mind to absorb these vibrations. Allow your home to receive the blessings. And let us give gratitude and thanks for all assistance given today and always. Knowing that you are blessed each and every day. And that there is hope because you trust in the unknown and that you are willing to experience that which is needed for your awakening and your coming home. So allow this activation to continue until complete. Remembering to always drink water after activations and to be focused and grounded when driving, keeping the pillars of light around you wherever you are, now coming back to the awareness of your body, your physical room, coming back, I am here, I am now, I am fully present, awake, alert, alive, joyful. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing your brain to adjust. And those of you that feel you may need to take a nap, please do so. And whatever comes from this activation, simply embrace it with love. Be at peace. Be at peace.